96 Rock Mornings with JD and Bridget. Cousin Vinny actually filling in for Bridget this particular week. Bridget on vacation in Florida, and she's missing out because we are welcoming to the show this morning a man that I've been a fan of since I caught his Let It Go special on Netflix just a few years ago, Bill Burr, ladies and gentlemen. Hello and good morning to you, sir.
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, we're just waiting for you to get to town, man. I've never gotten a chance to see you live. I always see you on Netflix, and I've just been waiting for this opportunity, so we're anxious about it, man. How are things with you?
Things are good. I'm actually trying to remember the last time I performed in Cincinnati. You know, I remember I went to that, don't you have like the Underground Railroad Museum there or something?
We do.
Yeah, and I remember I went to it. It was fascinating and all that type of stuff. Went there by myself, right? And at the end of the tour, the woman behind the desk, she's African American, she goes, How did you enjoy the museum? And I was just like, it was great. And I was like way too enthusiastic. They showed all the slavery. And I meant like, you know, in like an educational way. It was really awkward when I went to go leave.
We're talking with Bill Burr, who's coming to town on the Taft Theater on October the 19th. The tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We've got your free tickets. We've been giving them out all week long, so we'll have more of them for you coming up here this morning. Now, you're prepping to hit the road again. You're going to be here, as I mentioned, in October. Before you start up on a tour, what kind of like prep work, other than just, you know, writing your material, do you do before you start traveling again?
I find a sporting event that I want to go to, and then I build the tour around that.
Genius.
That's what I do. I screw up so much in my life, the material is always coming.
Yeah.
So I always got something to talk about. And there's always, you know, even topical stuff like great characters come along, like Donald Trump and that type of thing. But just to keep the road exciting, you know, this time, this run through, I'm going to go to Notre Dame USC game out in South Bend.
Oh, that'll
like
be nice.
The big thing to kick it off. Oh, yeah, man. My last tour, I went to Texas Longhorns versus Oklahoma State. It's kind of how I've always done the road. It was professional sports teams, and now I've basically seen a home game of just about every team. So now I've moved on to college, and it's just a way to not go crazy when you're out there. Yeah, there's only so many Denny's you can sit there and get a Grand Slam breakfast before you want to kill yourself. So,
Bill Burr joining us here in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. We're going to have more tickets to give away for his show on October the 19th at the Taft Theater. We'll do that coming up at 7:30. More with Bill Burr coming up next.
I tried to do something. Oh, man, I was going to say specific. I remember one of the times I went to Cincinnati, I went to a Reds game by myself. It was towards the end of Ken Griffey Jr.'s career. There was nobody in the crowd.
Yeah.
I got absolutely hammered with these union guys, these guys I just met. You know, I was like literally sitting in the row by myself. They're like, what are you doing here? I was like, you know, I'm a comic, just playing, you know, the local club. And next thing you know, we started buying beers. Like, I had to walk back to the hotel. I got so hammered.
Well, that was pretty much most of the crowd that was there probably was hammered, because if it was the end of the Griffey era, that's when they really sucked. Kind of like what they do right now.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate, because when I first started watching baseball, this is how old I am, I vaguely remember my dad watching that 75 series with the Big Red Machine. And I got a good Pete Rose story for you. When I was in Vegas, you know, he signs autographs out there. It's insane. You're looking, it's like, dude, that's Pete Rose. Arguably the greatest hit of all time. He sits there, right? So there was these two pictures that you could get signed by him. Both of him sliding into third base, that classic diving in the air, helmet already blew off second. And one was against my team, the Red Sox in 75, which, of course, they beat. Mm-hmm. And the next one was the 76 series where they beat the Yankees. So I told him, I said, can you write on the first one, the Red Sox one? Can you write, Bill, I'm sorry, Pete Rose? And he immediately looked at me and he goes, I'm not sorry. I was like, dude, I know. I'm a Red Sox fan. It's a joke. And then on the Yankees one, I had him write, Bill, you're welcome, Pete Rose. He got a kick out of that. But I loved his competitive spirit. When I said, the second I said, can you write, I'm sorry, he looked at me serious as a heart attack. He goes, I'm not. And I was like, yeah, you guys beat the Yankees in 76. And he just immediately goes, yeah. He goes, swept their ass.
Yeah, of course.
Still really proud of it and everything. I loved it, man. Yeah. Really good guy.
Pete's one of those guys that he doesn't beat around the bush, man. He's going to tell you straight, kind of, you know, like how you like to do it on stage. You guys would be good together just sitting around, you know, bullshitting for a little while.
I would love to hear his thoughts on like DraftKings and that type of stuff. Like,
oh,
after all the grief he got for gambling, which obviously is a big difference between a player. But like what they're doing to fans, dude, their whole slogan, like, you know, pick your teams and then collect your money. It's just as simple as that, everybody.
Yeah, no big deal. Everybody wins.
Yeah, it's a game of skill. That it is incredible watching all those leagues getting into bed with them, man. It's you know, I don't care. I don't care about it, but I mean, it's just funny after all the histrionics they've made about that stuff. Is there anything worse than when you're making two eggs sunny side up and you break the yolk? I just did that. That's an omen for the day. If you break the yolk, you might as well go back to bed.
Start all over.
We're talking with Bill Burr. He's going to be in town at the Taft Theater on October the 19th. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. That was something I was going to ask you because I know just, you know, from watching your stand-up and following you with it, you know, you're a big sports fan. You know what you're talking about. And I was going to say, ask you what your opinion was on all this fantasy football stuff because it seems like something – that you would make fun of more than anything.
Yeah, I'm not. I never played. I mean, it's like you're combining math. It's like I wanted to be out of school. I don't want to deal with that stuff. And then just to be in a sports bar and hear somebody in the back go, "Oh, he's on my fantasy team." It's just the worst thing. It's just not something I want to be a part of.
Now, can you imagine like watching a Patriots game and then whoever they're playing against that day and rooting for them to score points so your fantasy team will win? Like, does that just boggle your mind that people do that?
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of the stuff that I'm going to say bugs me. Like, it's already been talked about, but like going over to your friend's house for a draft. I just look at that like, how unhappy are you in your own marriage? You know what I mean? It's just like, go throw a couple burgers on the grill and have a couple. I mean, I don't know. I've never done that. Everybody I know, once they do it, they say it is awesome. But I can't get myself to do it. I don't want to care.
Yeah.
I already care too much. It is. I already lose my mind. You know, Rex Ryan is like one of the great characters in the NFL, and, you know, when he got fired from the Jets, it was like, oh, all right, good, that guy's gone. And then he stays in our division, goes over to Buffalo. And as much as I was like, oh, God, now he's going to be talking trash again, I love the guy. I love that he's in the league. But the level that I care whether or not we beat him or not,
yeah,
is that it's so ridiculous because it has nothing to do with my life. Why do I care this much? So if I added fantasy football to that, a whole level, other level of caring – I don't think I would be able to enjoy sports.
No, that's leading you down the path of aneurysm is what I think that's what's going to do to you. That's just not what you want.
Oh, yeah, and sitting there talking to trash to your friends like, yeah, bitch, what's up? Like, you did something. It's like, you didn't do anything.
We're talking with Bill Burr once again in town at the Taft Theater coming up on October the 19th. So I caught your last special on Netflix. I'm sorry you feel that way. And, you know, you brought up the NFL draft, which was hilarious because I never understood the people watching the draft. Besides maybe the first round, you're like, okay, I'll see what my team does on that first pick. That was cracking me up during that segment of the show. What are some other nerdy things that sports nuts do that just make you question their sanity?
I think at this point, the shirt off guy at a cold game, the person who paints their face. I hate fans who try to act like they're crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, no, dude, you went out, you bought tickets, you know, you Googled how to get to the stadium. I mean, you know, you probably got a wife and kids. Like those Raider fans or even like Cleveland Brown fans when they're like eating dog biscuits going, boom, boom, boom. Like, I just love that they think that they're intimidating the other team. Like, they don't even hear you.
Yeah.
You understand that? It's like at any second, a 300-pound guy that can run a 440 could take their head off and alter their life and their dream. That's what they're focused on. They don't care about some sleeveless guy dressed like Boba Fett or Darth Vader or something in the crowd. They don't care.
No, they don't at all. But you got to be amused when that guy gets on the big screen because that's like his world right there. That's like his ultimate goal in life is to end up on that Jumbotron.
Yeah, I mean, I was that guy.
I
didn't dress crazy, but I remember I got on the Jumbotron of a Patriots game a long time ago, and I freaked out. It was like the biggest thing in my life ever. It was like in 1985. I had like all kinds of reddish orange hair, and I was just freaking out. And I know that they were showing me because you know, the Patriots are from Boston, so I'm sure they were playing Leprechaun music if they went to commercial. But it was a big deal to me.
We're talking with